Welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 78. And this morning when I was out in the dog walk, I was like, huh, I wonder, like, what would I was trying to work out. I'm not the best mathematician. I was like, oh, I wonder when it would be like a year and a half, 52 weeks in a year, yada, yada, yada. And then I worked out that it would be 78 would be a year and a half. And lo and behold, today is episode 78 of the Empowerment Coach podcast. So we are exactly 18 months into this incredible space, incredible journey. And yeah, it's mad to think all those, like that year and a half ago when I was like, had no idea what I was doing, bought a mic, actually bought the mic way before I actually started the podcast. And here we are, 18 months later. It is the 27th of November today. It's a wee day before the podcast actually gets released. It gets released on a Thursday. And I always like it going out in the morning. And last week when I recorded it on the Thursday, obviously therefore it didn't go out in the morning. It went out kind of a lunchtime or something like that. So I thought, you know what, if I can get things done in advance and I can get it out, I can record it the day before, then it can go out when I want it to go and it can be all ready and ready to rock. So that's where I'm at today. So I hope it's a magical day wherever you are, and even if it's not, just know that with every storm comes a rainbow, and with every rainbow comes a storm. Don't get too high with the highs or low with the lows, and recognize that it's life. It comes up, it comes down, and it's just about navigating through that. So welcome back. We're going to dive deep into topics that inspire growth, self-awareness, and transformation. My name's Donna Martin, which is something that I never ever say on this podcast. I never say my name, and I'm not really sure why. I'm really excited that you've tuned in today because we're going to talk about something that is really, really close to my heart. It's super, super essential, and it's often overlooked. And that topic today is going to be self-love and self-worth. Now, it's something, as I said already, that is super, super close to my heart. It's something that I don't really like using the word overcame, because I feel like it's like everything is an ever growing evolution. But it's certainly something that I have transformed in the last 4 or 5 years, coming from a space where I was super, super disempowered, really, really had lack of self-belief, lack of self-worth, lack of self-love. Had really low standards, really low boundaries, allowed a lot of really toxic things to be around me and to happen to me. And when I say allow, I know that can really trigger some people. It was certainly something that triggered me before I kind of done all the work and recognized that actually people only do to you what you allow them to do to you. And this isn't just about other people. This is mostly about yourself, to be honest, because when you are in a place where you lack so much self-love and self-worth, you will accept the lowest of the lowest standards. And therefore, if we can ignite that self-worth and empower you to have that self-love, that self-worth, then you'll know that you will only accept a certain standard of behavior, not only from other people, but from yourself as well. So I want you to take a moment, whether you're sitting down, whether you're walking, whether you're got a cup of tea, just chilling out. And I want you to settle in as we explore how cultivating self-love is not just an act of kindness towards yourself, but it's a foundation of all meaningful transformation. Now, we all have these moments where we doubt ourselves, don't we? We ask, am I good enough? Do I really deserve to be successful or happy? Yesterday, I delivered a talk inside a coaching group, which was all about self-sabotage, and we spoke about this a lot. And I work with a lot of females, like young girls and older females, and I would... In my opinion, most of the stumbling blocks that we come up against all eventually whittle their way back. If you were to really pull all the layers back, most of it comes back to that feeling of being enough and being good enough. So if you've ever had that feeling, I want you to know that you're not alone, because in fact, it's something nearly all of us face at some point. And it's something that I said to the girls I was working with in the school last week. Like, we were talking about like different things, like different things that you've been called in the past, and words and da 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 da. And I said, see if we were to put all these sticky notes up in a wall and ask every girl to walk past and say, have I ever felt this way, or have I ever been made to believe this, da da da. Every single girl would say it 100%. Like, every single girl, nobody would walk past those sticky notes and not be like, I felt that before. I felt not good enough. I felt like a failure. I felt yada yada yada, and so on and so forth. Because the thing, those moments of self-doubt do not define us. What defines us is how we choose to respond to it. So how we choose to show up for ourselves. And it's a really important point to put in here is that goes for a lot of things. So even those of us who have suffered trauma, and trauma can be very different for everybody. It's very, very different. It's very unique. It's very unique to yourself. And some what's one person's trauma is some is not for somebody else, and vice versa. But that's another thing that we can get very, very stuck on, and even our physiology, our energy can be very, very embroiled in your trauma. And whenever I talk to people and we talk about like forgiveness, it's not about like even from a trauma perspective, it's not about forgiving people who have done us wrong or situations who have that have came into us, because some of the situations are really, really horrific. But it's more about the forgiveness of yourself, the forgiveness of yourself for being in certain positions, for maybe accepting lower standards, and so on and so forth. So I want to explore why self-love and self-worth are not just buzzwords of our self-help pure cliches. There are literally foundational tools that will shape the direction of our lives. These are the absolute key for unlocking lasting change, growth, and happiness. And I am an absolute testament to that. Since I have done the work on myself, which has been a variety of different things, my life has transformed in so many more ways than one. And obviously, my original transformation was very, very physical. It was very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Aesthetic. It was very, very superficial. And however, what I have now experienced and what I am now experiencing and will continue to experience is growth across the board, from everything from relationships to my business, to my mindset and the way I deal with things, the way I respond to things rather than react, like that, my standards, my boundaries, what I will accept and what I won't accept. Even like so many different things, even the relationship I have with myself, the relationship I have with food, like all these different things have all came into play here. So let's start with self-love. I know it's easy to think of self-love as just like bubble bath, treating yourself to something special, like going get your hair, nails done, yada yada yada, but it's much more than that. Self-love is about accepting yourself, all your flaws and everything, like everything from literally all the amazing stuff, but also all the stuff that's maybe not as not something you would broadcast to the world. It's about acknowledging your worth on the good days and on the not so good days. And I don't really like to use the word bad days, so I'm not going to use that word. So why is it important for transformation? Because change can be scary. I wouldn't even say can be, it is scary. Like this fear of the unknown is huge when it comes to transformation. When we try something new, we step into a space that feels unfamiliar, we can feel really, really vulnerable. And if we don't have a strong sense of who we are, then we retreat back to old patterns, self-sabotage, all those behaviors that got us to where we were in the first place. But when we truly, truly love ourselves, it gives us the courage to step into a discomfort because we know we're worthy of growing and change. And that is like literally money cannot buy that. Money cannot buy that feeling of feeling worthy and having courage to step in and then gain the confidence off the back of that. I say in most of my webinars and seminars, like when people tell you need confidence first, it's absolute bullshit. I'm going to call it out right now. You need to have the courage to step into something that's scary, to step into that unknown, to step into that discomfort, because the confidence comes on the other side once you've stepped in. So self-love isn't about perfection. It's about accepting ourselves as we are right now. And that acceptance gives us room to grow and learn and to evolve. And that's not saying like that whole thing that's out and about now, where like love yourself no matter what. Like you don't need to grow, you don't need to evolve, you don't need to change. You're perfect just as you are. Like I'm not saying that, but what I am saying is, see, when you can love yourself into transformation, it's a much more beautiful place to be. When I first started my transformation, and as I said, it was much more physical, mine was very much from a place of pain. Like mine's very much came from a place of two fingers up to my relationship had broke down, and it was a really, really emotionally abusive relationship. I was like a shell of myself, and it was a total two fingers up. I'll show you, like, yada yada yada, because I was called things like fat cow and all these different things that were really, really disrespectful and really, really disempowering. But then very soon after, I So I came so far on my own, and then I got a coach. And even I would say when I went into him, there was still elements of that there. But for the most part, I had then got to the point where it was like, right, how can I be better? This is about me. This is no longer about other people. This is no longer about that two fingers up. This is about, like, I've now seen where I can go. Now where can I go with that, with a bit of support, a bit of guidance, a bit of help? So let's talk about self-worth. It's a driver behind your actions. So it's the belief that you have that you deserve wonderful things and that life has to offer. It's the core belief that you matter, that your voice matters, and your presence matters. So often our self-worth gets tied to external validation. So that's like maybe achievements, other people's opinions, how we compare ourselves to other people. But true self-worth comes from within. Like, you cannot fake that. It's about knowing that no matter where you are in life, no matter what you've accomplished or haven't yet, you are enough just as you are. But again, with that realization that actually you can do anything that you want. So why does this matter for transformation? Because without self-worth, we become stuck in those patterns of self-doubt, of fear of failure, sometimes fear of success. We will hesitate to take that leap and to make really bold decisions or pursue opportunities because we don't believe we deserve them. But when you believe in your worth, it's easier to take risks. You step out of the shadows and then you claim the life that you truly want because that you know that you deserve it. And again, I can relate to that. And if I was to give you examples, like when I was before I started my kind of transformational journey, my personal development journey, I was very stuck. I was that plodding along, quote unquote, like just plodding along day in, day out, kind of in this cycle of nothingness, in the sense that there wasn't any growth. I ran my dance school for a long period of time, and I was always talking about getting a studio, but it was all kind of false promises to myself. Like, it was all like, oh, I can't find the perfect space, I can't da 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 da. Really, it was a fear. Like, it was a total fear of failure. It was a fear of success. It was a fear of judgment. It was a fear of the unknown. It was all these different fears that, which, if I was to whittle that all the way back down, comes back to that a self-worth, not feeling good enough. Same as when I bought my house. So for years, my mum and dad were saying to me, get in the property ladder. Yeah, and I was like, and I was in this wee flat at the top of a tenement building with my two kids who shared a room. And I was in my wee bubble, and it was my comfort zone. It was like I was too scared to take that risky step and actually do the thing that like, not they were telling me to do, because I tend to not do that, but like, do that scary thing that was like a big step and a big kind of bold leap into self-belief and self-worth. Even other things like, I'm trying to think other things, but buying my car, buying, like I said, buying my house, doing like different things. Like, actually, when I bought my house, I also quit my job in the same week, which was two big bold moves. But I was like, that wasn't serving me. That was a really toxic environment. It was pulling me down, and I realized that actually this is not the place where I'm going to thrive, and it's not the place where the other people who were meant to be caring for were thriving either. So yeah, there's so many, even like doing bold, scary steps, like doing the skydive and doing the abseil and doing the fireworks and all these sort of stuff. These are all like challenging those limiting beliefs. And then every time, and it doesn't need to be crazy things like this. It can be so much smaller. It can be tiny little things. But the more you step in to these little challenges, big challenges, whatever, the more you grow that self-belief bubble, the more you grow that self-worth and the trust within yourself that actually you can do it. Even doing things like HYROX, doing things like the 10K, from a physical standpoint, was like actually believing in yourself enough to be there, but also doing the work to get there as well. So I'm going to talk just briefly about like the power of coaching, because like I said, like a lot of my journey was on my own. A lot of my, I would say about a good 18 months to 2 years was like me kind of doing like learning, developing, growing, like jumping into different courses and listening to podcasts and all this sort of stuff, and read, actually I didn't read a book before until I got my coach. But when I did get my coach, that was when I took it to another level. That was when things got kind of shit got serious, I feel like, and where I realized actually I was still limiting my potential. I was still floating, even though I had got so far on my own. Recognizing that actually, and like having that person to, like, one, hold you accountable, two, be your biggest cheerleader, three, kind of be a bit of a therapist as well, and allow you to unpick things that you're saying or see things from a different perspective just by asking you the right questions. And as I said, it's not just coaching that's done that. There's been a lot of different avenues that I've took. I'm going down a really spiritual journey, which I'm really, really loving and learning and developing and growing throughout that. So how do we actually build self-love and self-worth? It's definitely not a one-time fix, but it's definitely, as cliche as it sounds, it's definitely a journey. And that's kind of where coaching does come into play, because you might be thinking, I know all this self-love sounds great, but how do I actually start to believe in myself? And that's really where someone to guide you through the process can be really, really powerful. A coach can help you like uncover the limiting beliefs you've been holding on to about yourself. Beliefs like I'm not good enough or I don't deserve success. And with their guidance, you can begin to rewrite your stories. Coaching also helps you set intentional goals that align with your true self. So goals that come from a place of self-love, not from fear or self-criticism. Because we are our own worst enemy when it comes to criticizing ourselves. We can be our literally our biggest catalyst for that self-sabotage, because we are so sometimes so in our heads. I don't know if anybody's ever read The Chimp Paradox, but it talks about like the monkey brain and the logical brain. And when emotions are high, intelligence is low, and therefore if you're reactive to something, your monkey brain, your emotion is there, and that's what's going to kick in. And initially, coach is really good to help, like to help quieten that emotional voice and see things from another perspective and allow you to start thinking logically. So like I said, it helps you set intentional goals to align with your true self, goals that come from a place of self-love, not fear or criticism. It's about making choices that reflect your values and priorities, and sometimes you don't even know what they are until they've kind of been, you've been asked a question or they've been highlighted to you. And it's really important that they are yours, and it's not like what others people expectations are on you, which is something that quite a lot of us can live in. A place that we can quite often live in is that kind of expectation of other people and people pleasing and doing things because we quote unquote should, is something that really frustrates me. So how do we start to build your self-love and self-worth? I'm going to just share a few tips for you to be able to implement right now. So as fuddy-duddy as this sounds, and anybody who follows me on social media will have seen that I've put some posts up about this sort of stuff as well in the last wee while. And if you're listening to this in future, round about this time I done a big kind of a self-worth thing on social media. I don't know what the word is. So start with affirmations. Every single day, say something positive about yourself. Now, whether that's I'm worthy of love and success, or I trust myself to make the right decisions, or if it's I am powerful, I am strong, I am anything, whatever it is. It can be small, it can be longer, and that starts to rewire your brain to believe in your inherent value. Because 60,000 thoughts a day, we think, and I've said that multiple times on this podcast, and 95% of them are subconscious. So think about the amount of subconscious wiring of your brain that's going on a day-to-day basis. If you can start to bring a bit of awareness to that and start to encourage that positivity within your brain, then even though it sounds ridiculous, the more you can rewire your brain in that this kind of positive light, and the more you can start to bring conscious awareness to the way you're speaking to yourself, not out loud but internally, the more you're going to be able to transform, and you're going to be able to really cultivate and build that self-love and self-worth. Practice self-compassion, big one, especially for us females. We can be our absolute worst enemy. When you make a mistake or fall short, remember that you're a human, and it's really important to be kind to yourself as you would to a friend. Please don't beat yourself up. Learn from it and move forward. So whenever you're calling yourself for everything, ask yourself, would you say these words to someone that you love? And if the answer is no, do not say it. Stop in that moment, recognize that you're doing it, and shift that perspective. Equally, if something's went wrong, or you feel like a total failure, whatever it may be, again, find the truth in it, because often you'll give yourself more of a hard time than what you deserve, and learn from whatever it is and move forward. It's really, really important to not stay stuck. Set healthy boundaries. So self-love means protecting your time, your energy, and your peace. So you want to learn to say no when something isn't in alignment with your well-being and who you are. Boundaries are not just for others, they're for you as well. And it's really, really important. Again, as women, we tend to be people pleasers. So recognize that when you do not want to do something, and this is going for other people and for yourself, you say no and you stand firm and strong in your voice. And using your voice is a huge thing that I am like so passionate about as well. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to brush off those little victories, but I absolutely encourage you to celebrate every single step forward that you make. Whether it's saying no to something that doesn't serve you or accomplishing some goal, take a moment to honor your progress. It's that whole thing where you don't realize how far you've come until you look back. And sometimes people will wait so long to actually recognize that and to actually celebrate that. Celebrate every single win, even if it's like the smallest of the smallest of the small, and it doesn't actually feel like it's anything. Celebrate it. If you have done and accomplished something, anything, no matter how big or how small, celebrate the life out of that. And surround yourself with support. Make sure you're spending time with people who lift you up, who see your potential, and who encourage your growth. Negative energy can absolutely drain your self-worth like an energy vampire. So you want to be choosing your company wisely. I said last night in my webinar, like, there's that whole thing where you become the five people that you surround yourself with. So just be mindful of it. Nobody's saying, like, cut off your whole world. Like, nobody's saying that. But what I am saying is, be mindful of the people who are there and who are supporting you, who are encouraging you, and the people who are questioning everything that you're doing when you know what you do is actually making you happy and bringing you peace and bringing you joy and bringing you all this self-love and self-worth. Be mindful, because some people will not like to see you grow. I heard a podcast, I don't know if it was a podcast, but it was about how some people don't support people when they're in their growth journey because it's like a death of the person they know, which is fine. Like, people need to have their own thoughts and opinions on whatever, on whatever, however something is affecting them. However, at the end of the day, this is your journey. This is your life. You have to look out for number one. And the more you do that, the more you'll grow, the more you develop, and the more you'll feel empowered, and that self-love and self-worth cup will be filleth. Full, I was going to say, full and spilleth over. I'm pretty sure that's the right English, but I'm not 100% sure. So if you're feeling stuck or unsure of your worth, I want you to know that you are worthy of all the good things life has to offer. Self-love and self-worth are the absolute foundations of the growth that you are craving. When you work on these things, you will unlock doors to absolute limitless potential. I want you to remember that transformation doesn't happen overnight, but with patience and compassion and the right support, whether that's through coaching, whether that's through a support system, whether that's mentoring, friendship, families, whatever, simply own that commitment. You can create the life you deserve, and I absolutely 100% will shout that from the rooftops. If you're ready to dive deeper into your journey and you feel like you need some guidance, I would invite you to reach out to me. A coach can help you navigate this process with intention and with clarity. And clarity is a big, big, big one when it comes to transformation. Some people are like, I know I want to be better, but I don't know what that looks like. So let us make that commitment together. I want you to thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this episode resonated with you. Don't forget to subscribe. I always forget to say that. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, and that means you can stay connected with all of the beautiful things that I talk about. And feel free to reach out and contact me in any of my social media platforms. I'll see you next week, next time, or you'll hear from me next week, next time. Until then, take care. And remember, you are worthy of everything that you desire. Have the most magical, magical day. Speak to you soon.